Right, I'm not using any PowerPoint or any technology. I was asked to put on a workshop, and I think the key thing, given that all today it's been various speakers and some questions, probably about half of people have said something, but I think it'd be useful to have people kind of talking amongst yourselves and getting groups. Where's Cosmin gone?
Sure.
Oh, you're there, sorry. Can you, you're down as my helper. What I've done is I've photocopied, I was trying to get 24, and I think there's about 26 of you. So ones you could share, but if you could just pass one of them round. And if you have groups of, four groups of around about six, so if you could, amongst yourselves, I feel like I'm lecturing again, but just get into groups of, five or six where you are, one group here, one group there, one group there, and one group at the end. Tables aren't great the way they are here with the pillars, but if you could just... Right, I might have just... This side of the pillar... this side of the pillar... While you're all sorting that out, this has got a lot of text on it, but I'm not going to go through much of it because I wasn't quite sure how much would be covered. Jeff has covered quite a lot already on the area of content analysis. It came across later. Very quickly, who I am and what I've done. I'm Tim Riley from Loughborough University. I co-wrote a paper in 2006 on newspaper response to Edinburgh congestion charging proposals. Similar in a way to Jeff's, kind of 5 years before that. It was quite difficult to get this published. It was, from my understanding, it's the first media analysis work that's in the Transport Studies journals. No, I said I've got 24, there's two short, so if a couple of you could share, that'd be pretty. And I happened to email anyone that didn't get one. So yeah, a couple of you could share. So what I was involved in is an EU project called Progress 10 years ago on road pricing. As part of that, I worked part-time in Napier, part-time for the council. Database of newspapers, both local Edinburgh News, national for their Scotsman, but also the UK National News. And I just want to quickly take you through, the content analysis method's been gone through before. I have tried to link with media studies people at Loughborough, they've got very strong communications. I've tried to look at some of the media studies literature. In my view, in transport studies, a lot like my study and others on content analysis on the newspaper, my view is I'd quite like to do more work if I've got the money and the chance to do consumer responses and a lot of surveys. How people respond to the media will be a fascinating area of research. And also, I'd like to have done it with this, but didn't get the chance of interviewing people in the media, like the journalists and their kind of side. So those two players. So this work, like what's been presented for by Jeff and also the two students that have done the work with student researchers recently. So what I will do is quickly take you through the text. I don't want to dwell on it. And then on the back, there's this workshop discussion. Yes, we use LexisNexis. It's easy. It's good also for student projects. I've had a various number of students, undergrads. One of mine, I remember, did one on high-speed rail in America and managed to look at different interesting political issues there. Probably just use, if you were doing this now, to use that and maybe one other as a validation technique, because there are issues with different ones of them. I mentioned here comparing with news audience, which the Newcastle guys did. I kind of immersed myself in the media for a while. We had a big database of 1,600. But then to do the proper content analysis, where you go through, we use Nudist, but there's other software to go through by text-based analysis, through coding, through that kind of thing. If you turn over on page two, with this study and also subsequent aviation one I've done, there's a lot of media out there on these topical subjects. So in the end, you can use the front page or the first two pages on this. Quite interestingly, showing that Edinburgh News page, You've got the bold headlines, the negative text, the turmoil, bus fares will be hit, accused of U-turn. So it did turn very negative in the end. That's the one main photo with a bus on it. Other ones they had photos of celebrities on other stories, but had the text on the trash, which was quite interesting aside. The other picture there is of a guy called Andrew Burns, who was a councillor at Edinburgh Council responsible for that. Now, the reason that I did this media analysis, and it started in transport studies probably around that time, was the whole role of people being interested in the media influencing transport. Now, at that time, Ken Livingstone brought in congestion charging in London, as you're all aware of, assume. He didn't care what the media said. He had a strong enough political mandate to say stuff what the London Evening Standard is saying, we're just going to bring it in. In Edinburgh, and same with Manchester, they didn't have a strong enough political mandate. There was political tensions. You had the Labour Party guy, Andrew Burns, actually had people outside Edinburgh in the Lothians in Labour against what he was doing. So the media is always aligned with the political schemes, and that's one point I made separate from the analysis. If you remember this time in the Iraq War, there was an Iraqi minister known as the Minister of Misinformation. Figure of fun, basically. If you remember that, some of you are nodding. Basically, they did up this guy on the front page of the news, has him as this chemical alley guy. So they made fun of the guy bringing the transport. So you had it did get very kind of personal, very negative. Before we get to watch it, very quickly, I've got some tables and figures there, which you've seen in various things. First one on page 3 is just key events. So aside from newspaper articles, we put the key events in that time frame, 2000-2003. Page 4, we've got some graphs, or one graph, I should say. We coded by positive, negative, mixed, where you had a sentence which was both positive and negative, and a neutral one, which is a fact-based. So what you have when you look at these articles, and this we covered a bit earlier, where you have some press release statement. At that time, someone else mentioned it, they had a positive speaker behind that, then a negative speaker maybe, and then other parts. And some newspapers were more negative than positive. Over time, they became more negative than positive. It's interesting with the climate change debate. Well, they often have to have they try and portray a balanced view. So you always have a positive one, but they always try and find a negative one, even though arguably 95-98% of people are agree with climate change. They always try to portray a balance, but it's not always as balanced. I've got some tables there on page, but I'll go very quickly over them, page 4 and page 5. Basically, the different sub-arguments and subjects. But what I really want to do is get onto the workshop, because I know you just want to talk, really. So I've got half an hour, I think, 25 an hour. So turn over to the back. Any very quick questions on what I'm saying before we get onto your workshop? Right. Yeah, very quickly.
Just one thing. Someone might put me wrong, but I think the number you quoted of proportion of people who believe in anthropogenic climate change, as in thus,
yep,
it's caused by humans, amongst scientists, it's certainly 1995 plus, probably slightly
yep,
more than 95, based on surveys, but actually the general population, I think there's still quite a lot of climate denial. I think it's less than...
Like, yes, no, you're right. And yeah, so with scientists, it's that. So I did gloss over that very quickly. Yeah, you ask people and you say... I mean, I've done this questionnaire. We've got 6 levels where you've got that. So, yeah, I acknowledge that with the public. So what I want you to do, I think have a 5 minutes where you say each amongst your group, hi, I'm John, I'm from London, and I'm interested in the media because of this. So just a bit of getting to know each other. But I want you to think, I'm going to give each of you a group one national topical transport study. Then I want you to say, if you were going to do a content analysis or think about it, go through each of these 7 points and work it out. So first one, key events with that story. What would be the key timeline things you'd look at? Time period. What time period would you study? Maybe 6 months, a year, in the last 6 months last year. We found... I don't know what Jeff says, but probably you won't want to study more than 100, 200. I had a researcher entirely working on this, and it's very time-intensive to do it fully and do it properly. And you always get the referee saying it's not thorough enough, it's media studies. So it was quite hard to get the actual... So I would say you'd want 100, 200 articles that you'd analyse. Newspapers and or other media to analyse. So the guys from Newcastle looked at left wing, right wing, independent. You could look at things like the BBC online, you could look at social media now and get that text from the internet. What would you consider there? Sections within the newspaper to include. You could do front page, sections. Letters are very interesting. In Edinburgh Evening News, because I was immersed in it, you had people writing letters that were very strongly linked to the yes and no camp. I don't know if they did it in Manchester, but certainly in Edinburgh, I knew some of the people writing them, and they were clearly on one side. You had an area of Edinburgh, all the shopkeepers gathered up together, and they kept firing in letters. The comment, the newspaper comment page is very interesting. The editor will have a slant, will have a view, and that filters through everything. It's quite interesting. Possible subject subcategories. Elements, I mean, it's kind of trying to second guess what you might think, but what might be positive or negative. So just think about what hypotheses you might test in that. Finally, what stakeholders might be involved. So you might have a business argument in what I'm giving you. You might have various stakeholders. So think about who they might get or you might see being reported in that story. So if time allows, develop hypotheses. Now I've got 25 minutes. I want to give you 20 minutes in each group, and then I want you to feedback on one spokesman to just give me the three key points from your discussion, because otherwise we'll be here forever. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around and give you a story each.